Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a busy What's On Your Mind Wednesday edition of the program. I'm Scott Hennon. Glad to have you along for the ride today. Start with a little bit of open phone time for anything that's on your mind. Let us know at 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776, extension 2. Coming up later this hour, John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment will be here. And we're going to go to Florida, check in on Hurricane Ian down there with someone we visited with days before the hurricane was coming ashore, just to get a sense of the prep down there and get an update on how Chris Hollister is doing, since we checked in with him. Bill O'Reilly will be here today on the program on his book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. It's a book about Elvis, John Lennon, and Muhammad Ali. So look forward to that conversation with the great Bill O'Reilly today on the program. And then we're going to talk school choice, tackle that topic with Heritage Action for America today on the program. Seeing what you're seeing in Florida, do you think you could live there? I wonder how many people are going to say, not for me.
Well, yeah. I don't know how many. I mean, it's been a long time since that part of Florida dealt with this much devastation. I'd live there. Build a hurricane-proof house, though.
What is a hurricane-proof house?
Concrete. Concrete, my friend. Concrete, steel roofing, steel anchors, 150-mile-an-hour windows with the hurricane shades on them. Ever seen a hurricane? Google a hurricane-proof house. They're all over Florida.
I've seen the shades.
Yeah, after Andrew came through, a lot of them went to, and literally the walls are concrete. Everything's friends of friends have said, we just wait it out. We're not worried. Our roof's not coming off.
There you go.
So.
Dwight and Henninger wants to start us off today with a joke. You got a joke you want to share, Dwight? Is that right?
Always up for that.
Well, not really. I just you were talking about going into the wrong bathroom. I thought it said laddies.
Ah, bada boom.
Ah.
Bada boom.
Yeah. I also wanted to interject. I spent 30-some years doing the morning show at the local radio station down here, and when Mr. Obama came along, I found the perfect song to play for him. If you remember Merle Haggard's Rainbow Stew.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I was still there, I have a song for this guy. Prop Me Up by the Jukebox.
Yeah. That is the theme of Weekend at Bernie's.
Anyway, you guys have a good day.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Dwight. Yeah.
Well, you were talking about Florida. There's so many. There's Coast Guard rescue videos out now on Sanibel. This team from the Coast Guard going on. There's video footage above Pine Island Road that leads out to Sanibel, and the that causeway that leads out to the, it's called West Island. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's no access to Sanibel now unless you come in by boat or aircraft. You can't even get out there
because the bridge is unsafe.
Yeah, they're all either gone or damaged to the point where you can't use them. But some of this aerial footage that's coming out, it's unreal. Captiva as well. I mean, that's the front line of this thing. It's unreal. Bomb went off.
Texter asks, any word on a National Guard person killed or committed suicide on the border?
That is true.
I think it was a suicide, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they put the information out on that right away. It was a National Guard, Texas National Guard.
Yeah.
But I don't know what more. Was it for sure Texas? I think it was Texas National Guard.
But it happened in Texas. I wasn't.
There are other Guard members down there, so I'm not sure. You can text us, by the way, with your questions at 701-237-1590. Always appreciate that. You can call us as well, 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100.
It was a Texas National Guardsman, yep.
Was it?
Yep. At his post. Probably overwhelmed.
Texas says, just got the app. Change is good. Good luck and thanks for all you do, Dave and Mandan. Hey, Dave, glad you're listening. Glad you got the app. Let others know. AM 1100, the flag, WZFG. AM 1100, the flag, WZFG. We'll get you the... We'll get you the app. That's for sure. Let's see what else we got here. I'm curious if our useless Senator John Hoeven has or is going to introduce legislation if Republicans take both houses. I mean, in the last 12 years, John has only managed to get 6 bills through that became law. 4 of them had to do with indigenous people. The other 2 were a reservoir in Jamestown and Dickinson. Nothing there for a majority of North Dakotans. His campaign ad is laughable. What would you like to have Senator Hoeven introduce? What's a piece of legislation? Let's brainstorm a little bit. What's something you'd like to see pass the Congress as a North Dakotan? Tell me. Tom Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, I just want to let you know I would like to go back to Florida and live. Spent 39 years there after finishing college at UND. And most of my adult life, I was a general contractor and built stilt homes on the Gulf. So, you know, a lot of these homes that are just completely gone were not built to the newest building codes, and so they didn't have the proper fasteners or engineering, you know, just basically gravity and nails holding them together.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
How what standard practice for hurricane proof construction? Is it like is it right on the coastline? Is it how far inland? What are the rule of thumb there?
It's a brick poop house is usually the term my buddy used to use when he built his down there.
Well, there's 2 zones. There's a V as in victory and an A as in apple. And the V is a velocity zone. These are maps that are designed by FEMA engineers. And so the V zone, which is closest to the Gulf, have to have a different type of construction. They have to have, of course, they have to be above the flood elevation, the first floor, and they have to have breakaway walls down below so that when this wave comes in, all the panels down below break away without knocking the house down. And then in the A zone, it can be built similar to normal construction, you know, block, foundation and stuff. The downstairs cannot be a bedroom or a bathroom, could be used for parking and storage, and its living level has to be above the flood stage, but no breakaway walls in the A-zone.
What's crazy about this, my friend has a newer construction, but the water in this 15-foot swell came up into his first level in Fort Myers Beach. It was that high.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the level that that FEMA has said is the flood level was obviously below, below that level, below. It's a certain amount above sea level is whatever that flood stage is.
Interesting. Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
All righty. You guys take care.
And despite all that, you'd go back to Florida.
I spent 39 years there, went through 23 different hurricane events, and only got flooded once.
There you go.
All right. Exactly right. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We'll take a break, come back with more. Bill O'Reilly to come on the program today, and much more. We're going to check in with Hurricane Ian.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pastureland in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A hit there. News Nation's senior national correspondent Ryan Enten is.
On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Wednesday wheels deal from the Puckledge location in Valley City today. 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT. 60,000 miles on a single owner local trade-in. It's jet black. Actually, it's white. Summit white with jet black interior. Perforated leather seat trim. It is a 6.2-liter Ecotec 3 V8. Loaded up. Backup camera, lane assist, tow package, blind spot monitor, parking sensors. Got the SLT Premium Plus package on it. It is loaded. Was $47,000. Now they got it priced at $46,000 if you tell them you heard about it right here. You got to say, hey, Scott sent me in here, and they're going to drop the price by $1,000. PucklichValleyCity.com to see this thing. PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop and see him on Main Avenue in Valley City. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. 701-271-1100. You can text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Texter says, Scott, please tell us what you think about Hoeven and Armstrong taking campaign money from leftist zealot Bill Gates. I'd want to confirm that, first of all, that it happened, and then, and really I'm not the one to opine on this, but rather Senator Hoeven and Congressman Armstrong are. Generally, my view is when a particular campaign donor elects to give money, it says more about what they think of the candidate than necessarily what it says about the candidate for taking the dollars. But first of all, I want to know if that's accurate. And second of all, fair question for Senator Hoeven and Congressman Armstrong as well to talk about their thoughts on what that campaign contribution means. Why they're getting the dollars. Texas says, when you talk to the person from Florida, I've heard reports of the saltwater infiltration into the fresh waterways. What is the impact long term? I've also heard, even without the hurricane, saltwater was infiltrating aquifers and other freshwater sources. Seems like a very scary situation long-term for their water supply.
Well, the waterways down there are all saltwater. They're all dredged, and a lot of those whole all of those developments were you know, built and built up, creating all the channels that are down there. They'll get you out into the intercoastal and out into the ocean. The freshwater sources would be the lakes around there. I don't think there's many. But as far as the aquifer, I don't know. I suppose it could be an issue, depending on how deep they have to go for fresh water. Yeah, the waterways are all saltwater, though.
Texter says, Scott, you called Senator Hoeven worthless. Actually, I didn't.
No.
No.
I didn't hear that.
Didn't at all, and I'd probably write a text from someone who is opining on that, or you might have picked that up, but no, I didn't say anything of that. But what about the people who are running against him? I would argue John Hoeven is way better than the other two choices. I'd like to know your opinion on that. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Here's the deal. We live in an era right now where people just want to be mad. they're angry with Biden. They're angry with the place we find ourselves in. And so it's like Angryville. And as part of that, I think some people look at the elected leaders and say, they're not doing a good job. But I always say this about Senator Hoeven. You do not want to be between Senator Hoeven and something that benefits North Dakota. Because there's no more dogged fighter. There's no more pain in the rear than John Hoeven when it comes to getting what he's trying to get the great state of North Dakota. John Hoeven comes from a successful banking family. He was governor and then senator. He could easily retire. He wouldn't have needed to run for re-election. He could enjoy time with his grandkids, his lovely wife, Mikey, and just be. But he's doing this to serve. And I think he does a pretty good job. I really do. And without question, he is the better of the candidates in this particular race. So that's my two cents on John Homan. Your question about Florida, Scott. If you love 95 degrees and 100% humidity and thunderstorms every evening at 5 p.m., then Florida's for you.
Something to that.
Ghastly heat and humidity from May through November, not to mention the bugs, skeeters the size of hummingbirds, and 5-inch flying cockroaches.
Gators, snakes, you had all of it.
This didn't exactly come from the Chamber of Commerce in Florida,
but
did it?
January to March is what I'm usually thinking about, and then you really pretty good.
Yeah, we've got some good friends.
Yeah, better than here.
Go down to Marco in October.
I love the winter, love the seasons, but there's a little warm weather in my winter future.
Through about March.
Yeah.
Hard to beat it. No doubt about that. Hey, Kevin, it's called brackish water.
That's right. When salt and fresh water mix. I'm a diver, scuba diver. Know that term. That's true.
Yep. Right there from one of our fine listeners. Laying it on the line. We're going to check in with Chris Hollister in Florida. Chris was one of the individuals we were tracking during Hurricane Ian. And now get a sense of what he's been through and what the cleanup looks like and how things are going. So look forward to that chat. John Hinderacher will be here, the Center of the American Experiment, today on the program. Bill O'Reilly on his book, Killing the Legends. The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. We're also going to talk school choice today with a guest from Heritage Action for America. So, busy program on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA with home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Today, for lunch, few options for you. Swedish meatballs in Harwood. Same thing at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. They also have cabbage rolls today, West Main Avenue. Pulled pork at 12th Avenue and I-29. They have Swedish meatballs at MP Avenue, downtown PetroServe USA, Cafe USA location. Lasagna in Glendon. And the 45th location, you ready for this? Barbecued pulled pork or mac and cheese. Or you could do mac and cheese and put the barbecued pulled pork on top. Not bad. Buy two fresh-baked cookies. You get one free today. Good. That's right. The PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll have no better lunch on this Wednesday, I can guarantee you that, than the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience you'll get from PetroServe USA. 28 past the hour, back with more after a short timeout. Don't go away.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. Just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. startup company Spin Launch, the company that aims to catapult payloads into space with minimal rocket fuel, has just passed a massive test at Spaceport America in New Mexico on September 27th. The company launched a NASA payload into the sky before recovering it and checking it out and making sure everything was okay. It was sent into the sky by the suborbital accelerator. It spins it at 10,000 G's and launches the projectile at 5,000 miles per hour. Elon Musk has offered to proceed with a $44 billion buyout of Twitter. Gerber Kawasaki, Wealth and Investment Management CEO, Ross Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
He's paying the highest price possible. He's trying to get debt at the worst time possible. He's basically being forced to buy this company. It's not like he changed his heart. I think his lawyers just told him he was going to lose.
USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, joined now by Chris Hollister down in Florida. Chris was one of those individuals we were tracking during Hurricane Ian. Chris, how's it going?
It's going okay. We're just trying to kind of get things pieced back together. We, I think I told you guys before, we did lose our house, so we're kind of bouncing around a little bit between some friends of ours and my in-laws. We're in the same boat as a lot of people right now. So
now, last we checked in with you, I think you were going to your son's house. Is that right?
Yeah, we went to my son's house during the hurricane, and you know his town Northport has subsequently had quite a bit of flooding. His house has remained okay. When we came back to our house, it was pretty well obliterated. So, the way we look at it is, you know, we had a bad day. You know, some people had their last day. So, it could always be worse.
Chris, how's the response, to what you're dealing with or in your purview? Are you getting the response and the help you need where you are? I mean, what's going on there?
Yeah. One thing, you know, when you live in Florida long enough, you know, you see people really pull together, and you know, when you go out and drive around town, every few blocks there's some sort of aid or food and ice and water. You know, in the state of Florida and the National Guard is posted pretty regularly throughout the area. You don't really see people falling apart, which is I'm sure it happens, but you know, we've talked to so many people after this, and everybody seems, you know, pretty positive and, you know, just figures we'll rebuild. So.
And in your particular neighborhood, all the homes wiped out?
Not all of them. It's kind of hit or miss. When we got back to our house, there were several houses in a row, you know, near us that were just really hit much harder. And our neighbors that lived across the street from us, they had said that they were pretty sure a tornado came through during the hurricane because it wiped out the back of our house and the front of their house. And, you know, they had to, like, dig themselves out of the rubble and I guess they got to one room in the middle of their house and put their backs against the doors and sat like that for 5 hours. So, you know, when you drive into my neighborhood, it looks really bad. There's just debris everywhere. But at least now, you know, you can drive down the street. They've got the streets cleared. I was going to go outside and talk to you, but you just can't because there's just the sound of machinery and generators, everywhere.
I mean, are there crews available to come in and demo things and start rebuilding? And what do you do? What do you start from scratch here, obviously, right?
You know, I think it's probably different for everybody. You know, we started talking to our insurance pretty quickly. They've got somebody, I think, coming out to our house Thursday to see if they can stabilize or inspect and see, you know, what's salvageable. I think most people, you just really won't know for a few weeks, and it's so widespread, and there's just only so much help to go around. You know, I guess you just have to be patient.
That's what I wonder, just because your neighbors are in the same boat, such a wide swath of damage, you can't possibly be enough crews to go around just to be able to...
No, and you have to be careful right now because, you know, after the storms, just scammers just pile in from everywhere. I'm already getting, I can't tell you how many scam and spam phone calls a day, and, you know, I don't know how they get your name, but they'll text you sounding like it's someone you know, and we're here to help you, and, you know, and then comes the, you know, we need some money. You know, there's just people going door to door, claiming they can get your house fixed for free. You just have to be really careful right now. It brings out the best in a lot of people, but it sure brings out the worst stuff.
Truly, man, that's always the case. That was the case in South Texas too. Just terrible.
Looking at photos of your home right now that you provided for us, and it's just like a bomb went off, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way I've been describing it. It looks like a bomb went off in the house. We're lucky, you know, we were able to get about three or four garbage bags full of clothes. So we got clothes to wear, got shoes. My wife and I are lucky in that, you know, we both still have jobs. So we'll be okay. I know there's people that have it worse than us, but it certainly doesn't make it any easier while you're going through it, you know? So
where are you staying?
So we've been kind of going back and forth between some friends of ours, and we're still trying to take care of my in-laws. My father-in-law is 90 years old, so we've been spending some time over here so we could take care of them, and going back to our friend's house. You know, our son's a senior in high school, so we're trying to keep him as close in the area as we can. His school's closed until further notice, but and he's been so good during this. You know, I think he was kind of shell-shocked just going through his stuff, and he was saying to me, he's like, "Dad, I hope my suit's okay, you know, for homecoming." And I said, "Buddy, don't worry about it. You know, we'll take care of it. I'll get you a new suit if that's what it takes, you know." But he's been so selfless during all this, trying to help out.
Yeah, what? And school's literally not open yet, huh? They're just...
No.
School's too damaged, or...?
You know, there was some damage, but I think it's probably quite a few factors. You know, they've got to have food there at the school. They've got to have bus routes going. I'm sure a lot of the teachers and administrators' homes were affected. I think it's probably a combination of things. You know, nothing is really back to normal here. You know, I know people that were driving 100 miles away to get gas a few days ago. You know, some of the gas stations now have gas. You know, that's been a big problem, you know, because you can't do much without fuel. And I've talked to people that are waiting in line 6 hours for gas. We've gotten lucky the last 2 days and gotten both of our cars filled up, so that's been good.
Well, Lester wants to know, is there electricity?
It's coming back on slowly. Like, over at my in-laws' house, they do have electricity right now. My friends we're staying with, they're still on generators. 6 or 8 days later, there's so many poles down, you know, when you drive. I couldn't even tell you how many lineman trucks down here just dropping off poles and then somebody come back later to set them up. But there was just electrical down everywhere, which made it very difficult to get around the first few days because you drive down a road and there'd be a pole hanging, you know, 3 feet off the ground. So
they said there's thousands of rigs and well over 10,000 personnel that are on the ground right now in the affected areas. And I suppose, it was crazy. They had a football game and they played the Tampa Bay Bucks game on Sunday, just that far away. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I had friends that, you know, were up in Sarasota the other day, and they said up there it's like nothing happened. So everything is totally normal, and that's only, you know, an hour from here.
Wow. Is people back to work? I mean, are businesses open? Like, there any semblance of normal at all?
You know, some are back up to normal. Like, I've noticed, like, I was supposed to have a doctor's appointment Monday, they were closed. I was supposed to get a crown yesterday, they're closed. I have an MRI today in Venice, they're open. So I'm running to get that done. You know, just driving around, it seems, I'd say maybe in our area, maybe 25% of the businesses seem to be back up, but maybe 75% down. You know, that's not a scientific number. It's just kind of an observation.
How are spirits? You know, sometimes the adrenaline early on kind of keeps you going, but you know, now you're ways into the recovery period here. Like, what's your sense of how people feel?
I think I think the first few days, you know, people were after the initial day or two of shock wore off, I think people were maybe doing a little better than they are now. I've noticed, you know, just being out and about, you know, just trying to get some supplies, nerves are fraying a little bit, and people are being maybe a little less friendly, and you don't want to say it becomes like Lord of the Flies, but it's getting a little antsy out there. You know, I mean, I think people are starting to kind of, you know, worry about I'm going to get what's mine, and you know, to heck with anybody else. But You know, in my little town, you know, it seems to be okay so far, but, you know, we've been, you know, anecdotally hearing things from some of the bigger towns around us, and it's a little more dangerous.
Tom in Jamestown, question or comment for our guest, Tom?
Yes.
We lost our connection to you there, sir. Wasn't all that great. You can try us back at 271-1100, 271-1100. I imagine that you're hearing from a lot of people that want to help. Any suggestions there on the best ways to help? Any particular organizations that are the best?
You know, I mean, this is just what we're hearing down here on the radio for people, you know, that want to help, you know, because they want to send supplies. What I've been hearing is, you know, to the organization that are helping, it sounds like what they really need is money. They'll get the supplies, you know, because I guess like people were sending clothing and blankets, and like, look, they just said send them money, you know, and then they'll figure out what they need to purchase. But that's just what we hear, you know, on the radio and TV. You know, personally, you know, talking to some of my neighbors, I think most people are just really just trying to figure out a place to go right now, you know, and that's not really something people can donate, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess we've been kind of lucky in that, you know, us personally, you know, we're not specifically homeless at the moment, but, the things that have been in short supply down here have been fuel, ice, food, you know, particularly places that don't have power, you know, everybody's food rotted. So, I guess that's probably, you know, I guess probably money is what most of these organizations need, I would think.
Well, hang in there. Appreciate the update. We're rooting for you.
Praying for you, bro.
All of our listeners, enjoy the updates, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, to your family and friends, too. Give them our best.
We'll do what we can.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. 16 before the top of the hour, Freedom Matters USA Studios continues with What's on Your Mind.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Know the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Is that an accordion?
Yeah, Flaco with the Mavericks.
Love it.
Flaco Jimenez.
Not every day we get a bumper music with a little bit of accordion.
Love the Mavericks.
Love it, love
Flaco's
it. Flaco's
a San Antonio boy.
Tom
Legend.
In Jamestown, waiting to weigh in here. He's called earlier, and yeah. We lost you, Tom. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I just like to talk about the problems that are occurring right now in the public schools with transgender and critical race theory. There's other problems that are there as well. And, you know, a person has to ask himself, where are we at as of today, as of right now? And then what might be on the horizon that the public schools may try to do or may try to bring in? And what's happening in some public schools is, in order to enhance what they are doing as far as trying to convince children that homosexuality and transgender perversion are normal, they are asking certain groups that are very well organized to come into the public school and do lyceums for the kids. And these lyceums, what they will do is they will take all the things, positive things that the public school tries to promote with children, especially elementary children, and they will make it appear to be very, very positive. They did that twice in Fargo, in two different locations in Fargo. So you could almost assume that this is coming.
It's called grooming, if you ask me, Tom. What you just described there. Interesting. I have John Hinderacher waiting, so we're going to get John in here. Thanks for the call, Tom, by the way. Call again. John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment, joins us from the epicenter of the Center of the American Experiment World Headquarters. John, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Scott.
What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, oil and gas, for one thing. You know, we have had a film crew in North Dakota twice now. The first time in the western part of the state, the second time just a couple of days ago in Fargo. And within the next 2 weeks, we are going to be releasing a video which basically just promotes the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. And it's going to have beautiful drone footage, uplifting music, and ordinary North Dakotans on camera explaining why they support the oil and gas industry with a couple of basic data points about the economy and the contribution that that industry makes to North Dakota's economy. We're going to have that playing all over the internet. We're going to push it out on social media. I'm hopeful that there will be funding available to put it on television so that all North Dakotans can see and join in this basic sentiment of, you know, let's hear it for one of North Dakota's most important industries.
And interesting that you bring that up today when OPEC Plus is meeting and talking about decreasing production so they can raise prices because the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, the domestic oil and gas industry, the energy, policy of the Trump administration gave us a robust domestic energy where we were insulated from some of those international forces. This makes perfect economic sense, doesn't it, John?
You know, Scott, nobody can explain the policy of the Biden administration to suppress domestic oil and gas production and then go begging to places like Saudi Arabia and Venezuela saying, please pump more. I mean, this is complete insanity. As you know, Scott, just a few weeks ago, American Experiment released a paper, American Experiment North Dakota released a paper talking about the importance not just of energy independence, which we had briefly there, as you say, during the Trump administration, but energy leadership. It is vitally important that the United States be the world's dominant energy power. That is so important for our security as well as for our continued economic prosperity. And this is a message that we have been hitting long and hard. And by the way, in addition to the video that I mentioned, Scott, we're going to have billboards going up around North Dakota backing the oil and gas industry. We're going to have ads on the radio. And we really want to mobilize public support. You know, you'd think it's so obvious that it's good for us to produce our own energy. And it's great to have this boon to North Dakota's economy. You'd think that is so obvious. But the fact is, Scott, we got to rally support. We got to rally support behind energy dominance and behind North Dakota's oil and gas industry.
Only about a minute left, but tell me how the Walz-Jensen race is going from your purview in Minnesota.
I don't know. The polling would indicate that it's very close. To be honest, Scott, I'm not seeing much of a campaign. It's kind of weird. I mean, I drive by a couple of billboards. I'm not sure what they're putting on television or radio. I'm not seeing much in terms of digital advertising. For reasons I don't really understand, the campaign seems to be quiet on both sides. What we know is that the Tim Walz campaign has an enormous amount of money. Some experts are saying that it may outspend the Scott Jensen campaign by a margin of 10 to 1. So we'll see.
Time to spend it if they've got it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If you're not seeing it, fascinating. John, thanks for the update. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
President of the Center of the American Experiment, John Hinderacher, our guest. Bill O'Reilly, when we come back on his book. Looking forward to this conversation. Talking a little bit about some legends. Stay tuned for that. PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deal. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.